Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I just love getting to hang out with all of you here every week. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. I would love to invite you to check out some of the archives. We have years now worth of amazing interviews with incredible people who offer faith-based encouragement in parenting, family, all different areas, really. And it's just so much fun for me to get to sometimes meet new people on interviews. And then times like today, I get to share somebody that I adore with all of you. Maybe some of you know Melissa Brown already, but if you don't, this is such a treat. And Melissa is somebody, well, you're going to hear the story of how we met. But once I started to learn more about her and her husband, Jonathan, and specifically their seven kids, I was blown away and just thought, I have to get to know this woman and more about her parenting. And then I wasn't surprised at all to hear that Melissa and her husband, Jonathan, do coaching with other couples and families, and they are very involved in ministry, have been for most of their lives, and they even have written a book called Purposeful Parenting. They're just incredible people. And when you hear about all of the things their kids have grown up to embrace and pursue, from music to sports to academics to ministry, and then you talk to Melissa, you are not surprised. Because though we can't control our kids, I always have to give that disclaimer. No, I'd never say that there's a formula or that we can control our kids' outcomes. We can agree that we have a lot of influence as parents. And when you hear Melissa's heart for marriage, for parenting, and especially for the Lord, I think you're not going to be surprised with how her kids are growing up to become such amazing young adults. And so I can't wait for you to get to know her better. Now, before we jump into this interview, I want to make sure you know that over at the Christian Parenting website, there's an entire online store that is filled with resources created to help you confidently raise your kids. And right now, Christian Parenting is offering a 15% off discount if you use the coupon code PODCAST2024 at checkout. So the Christian Parenting store is filled with products for both parents and kids. There are resources that are going to help you pray for your kids, walk through life's ups and downs, develop great faith habits at home. There's a whole bunch of things. You've heard me mention different resources over time that are available. Well, right now, the whole store is on sale, 15% off if you use podcast2024 at checkout. So to find all of these resources, go to christianparenting.org/store, and you're going to see everything that's available right now. So don't miss it. All right, friends, I can't wait to share this conversation with all of you. By the way, at the very end, when Melissa and I are wrapping up, I mentioned that there's somewhere else that she is joining me, and I think it's the first time that this has come up on the podcast. So just know that what I'm referring to is something that will be available this summer, and you will hear more about it in time. But just so you know, that kind of slipped out, and that's okay. I'm excited to share something really cool coming up this summer after the release of my next book, Becoming Homeschoolers, which releases on May 7th. Can't wait to share that with you. Remember, links to all the things we talk about, including that book and things Melissa and I talk about, will be found at show notes at monicaswanson.com/Melissa-Brown. All right, friends. So without further ado, here's Melissa Brown and I talking about the fruit of purposeful family life and why it is worth every minute. I hope you're encouraged. Melissa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
You are so gracious. Everyone listening can know that we did this once before, and it was back in the fall of 2023 when I was having some internet issues. And I really wanted to make that episode work because it was so good, but it was just terrible quality. So Melissa, thank you for coming back on, and I can't wait to get to talk again.
Thank you. I am glad to come back on. I'm glad to spend more time with you. And I really look forward to the time we can sit face to face in person.
We need to make that happen. We need to figure that out. Well, I have been so inspired by following you and your husband, Jonathan, and your whole family. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But we originally met, I'm not sure which came first, but you have a daughter who's at the same college as my second son is, and my first son was, and they've met. Yes. And then even before that, I think we were introduced from a mutual friend, Joy Bullinger. So
exactly. That's how we originally met, was through Joy, because she knew you had a son, and actually you had two at that time.
Yep.
And she knew our Eliana was going to be attending there. And he connected us.
That's right. And I guess one of my boys had lunch with your husband and Eliana, and he was like, wow, what an impressive family. So then I had to track you down.
Because he's an Augustinian, the Augustinian weekend.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So fun. And Eliana's had a good experience so far through the Augustinian program?
A phenomenal experience. Yeah.
I love it. Well, she's just one of your seven amazing kids. So before we jump into today's topic, why don't you just tell people a little bit about you, your family, and even where you're at and all that?
Okay. Well, we do have seven children that I gave birth to. I actually birthed them.
That's a
and
lot.
People are amazed at that. And all seven of them have been homeschooled by me, and they are all in college or have been through college. Our two oldest, Simeon, he has been married 2 years now and homeschooled him. He has his master's in music performance. He's a classical violinist. Tatiana, she also has her master's in her undergrad was in writing and her master's was in sports law and business. And then there's a 5-year gap. I call those my years of rebellion. And then I gave birth to Elijah. And Elijah is our prophet. He is our intellectual. He's the one that everybody calls when they want to know more information.
Ooh, I love it.
You would love to meet him. He's the conversationalist. He and I talk all the time. And then there is Judah. And Judah is a D1 basketball player. His first 2 years, he played for St. Mary's in Northern California. And now he is in South Alabama. Wow. And he's in his senior year. The whole family is going out this next week for that senior game.
Amazing.
And to chat a little bit with him. And then after Judah is Eliana, who's at Westmont, and she's a double major in kinesiology and art.
Oh, wow.
And then there is Joshua, who's currently applying to colleges, one of them, which is Westmont.
All right.
And then our youngest is 14, and that's Joseph. And he's a math man. He's definitely a mathematician following in his father's footsteps.
Wow.
My husband and I have been in full-time ministry. I married into ministry. Did not know this is where the Lord was taking me, but that's where we landed. I landed. And we've been married for 31 years. And most of that time we have spent in full-time ministry and with me homeschooling.
That's just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And currently our ministry, our business, our work is called Life Ways for Living. Mm-hmm. And we do counseling and life coaching. And my husband and I do the marriage together. Mm-hmm. We do what we like to call training, marriage training, mm-hmm. especially in communication, mm-hmm. because we find that a lot of people are married, but they don't know how to do marriage. Mm-hmm. And much less do they know how to do communication. And no fault of their own. It's just our culture and our times, and no one mm-hmm. has the time to show them how. And mm-hmm. so we like to do that. We like mm-hmm. to take time to show people how to do marriage, how to do family, how to do parenting, how to live together.
I
glorifies God.
Man, yeah. That is such good stuff. And I love that. And I even love that you use the word training, because, you know, I have my character training course, and I think marriage communication training is just practice doing things the right way.
Yes.
And I so appreciate that. And I love that you mentioned to no fault of their own, because I think so many people are raised by parents who have broken or dysfunctional marriages. And if we haven't been taught, which, you know, schools don't teach this stuff. So how are you supposed to know if you don't find somebody to help walk you through that? And I just love that you guys do that. And you do it both in person and virtually. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. One of the great things that came out of COVID mm-hmm. is that it's with such facility, we can now do these things. Right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Well, from everything I've seen online, you guys are doing a great job, and you have so much wisdom, and yet you seem to have a great friendship, as well as just such a healthy family. The whole picture is just beautiful. And I would love to think so many other people can learn from that and be inspired. So maybe let's jump into marriage first, since we're there, and tell us just maybe some of the things for those who are younger in their marriage. You know, earlier years, they've got little kids, it's hectic, it's stressful. Sometimes finances are stressful. What are some ways you've been intentional about building this marriage to get you to where you're at 31 years and still going strong?
Well, that's a great question. And I think intentionality is, mm-hmm. Being intentional is one of my favorite things mm-hmm. and one of my favorite words. And we really, when we did our parenting book, we wanted to call it intentional parenting, but there were other books already called that.
Exactly.
So we had to go with purposeful. And so,
which is great too. Good word.
Yes, yes, yes. And so for us in marriage, I married into ministry, and marrying into ministry put us in a group of people that were people who lived intentionally for Jesus. And that was such a blessing for me in particular, because although I grew up in a Christian home, I didn't have that example outside of my parents' community of this Christian life being lived so intentionally. And so when we got married and we were in this community of believers, some of within that group of believers came another group, which they called the newly marrieds. Mm-hmm. And in that newly marrieds group was a couple, Layman and Margaret Bishop, who came alongside several of us newly marrieds. Mm-hmm. You had to be like married 5 years or less. Mm-hmm. And in there, it's out of that time and that place that my husband and I, we learned so much from them. Mm-hmm. We learned that in marriage, it is simply living life together. But two things that we learned was that, one, we needed to be kind to each other.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Such a simple, basic truth.
Simple, but lacking in many, many marriages. Yeah.
Isn't it true? Mm.
And not easy to do on a regular daily basis, right? Sometimes,
you know,
you forget.
That's why it has to be intentional. Mm. That's why it has to be purposeful. Mm. Because if we don't sit out with that mindset, mm-hmm. we do forget. Mm-hmm. We just move through the day trying to get done life when the relationships is what it's about, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And the second thing that they taught us, I think that made our marriage so much richer, was they said, don't stay focused only on our relationship. Hmm. Be ministry minded in our marriage and family. Hmm. Be ministry minded to one another, but then to others, the people around us.
Yeah. Wow.
That changed the game altogether.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Because when you are doing this relationship, not only for yourselves, but for those watching you, namely your children, and also for your community.
Yes.
And you're serving your community through this marriage. The focus is not so much on all the problems you're having.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But in using those problems to be a service to others and helping them with their problems.
Such a shift there. Such a shift. I mean, that alone can change everything, because you're getting those eyes off of, you know, especially the speck in your spouse's eye, right? For one.
Yes.
But then also just off it, because you can build a relationship to be so big that it's all you see, instead of realizing, wait, actually, we could be serving each other and being a blessing to those who are watching. That's enormous.
And it is. And I, you know, not to diminish the value of the marriage within itself to the glory of God, right?
Yeah.
Because the marriage is to represent Christ in the church,
right?
Yeah. But what is Christ in the church about? It's about a relationship and this relationship ministering to others.
So good.
Right?
Yeah. And I know you guys have some real practical help too, just for the communication itself, for how to communicate effectively. We could have many episodes. We could bring your husband on and
have a couple.
Oh, we could do a fun. Okay, we'll have to talk about other things we could do, because really, I just love seeing the two of you together sharing. Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Now, recently I was able to order MyLifeInABook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Monica at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's MyLifeInABook.com and use code Monica for 10% off today. If someone had told me 18 years ago, when my older sons started homeschooling, that one day they would be graduating from college with degrees in engineering and data analytics, I'm not sure if I would have believed you. I wouldn't have known how they could learn all those things, since those are not my areas of expertise. Well, thankfully, God provided, and we found some great curriculums along the way. And the curriculum that my boys would say most prepared them for their studies was the Shorman math classes found at diveintomath.com. Now, Dive Into Math offers a biblical and historical foundation in their math classes, teaching the why of learning math. They have self-paced courses and state-of-the-art e-learning systems featuring expert video instruction, interactive assignments with auto-grading, auto recording, video solutions, and Q&A support with Dr. Shorman, which my boys did utilize. Now, Dr. Shorman is from Texas A&M. He is well-studied, so smart, but he's moved here to the North Shore of Oahu, and we've gotten to know him well, and he is an amazing man we have so much respect for. This next year, as Levi starts high school, he'll be taking Dr. Shorman's Algebra 1 and 2, which teaches every concept on the PSAT, SAT, and ACT with over 200 practice questions. You guys, this is a great curriculum. I highly recommend if your kids are interested in college or at least you want to keep that door open, definitely go to diveintomath.com. Check out all that they have to offer. Let me know what you think. Can't wait to hear from you. Let's move on. Clearly all these things overlap and relate to one another, but in the greater family picture with the seven kids, you and your husband doing ministry, even then it can be hard to really make faith central in such a way that it is practical and even, I say, attractive to the kids, meaning we want to raise kids who look at us and go, oh, I want to have a relationship with Jesus like my mom has. I want to trust God like my dad does. Have you had some success in ways to do that practically that you've seen really spill over into kids who then grow up and own their own faith?
I'll tell you what, this is our strength, my husband and I together.
Yay.
This is our strength. The meat of who we are and what we have done with our children. I'm getting chills. Okay.
I'm ready.
So parenting is all about discipleship. That's what it is. At least that is what the Lord has revealed to us. This is how we have moved. Yeah. This is how we coach others and encourage others and teach others. Parenting is discipleship. So basically, it's follow me as I follow Christ.
Yes.
Okay. That's it at its bare bones, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the way we did that in our family is we lived out intimacy of relationship with Jesus. Because life is relationships. The rest is just deep. And
love
so
it.
We lived out intimacy of relationship with Jesus, namely, and primarily by us having individual devotional time.
Mm-hmm.
So me spending time with Jesus, my husband spending his time with Jesus, us as a family spending time together with Jesus, then teaching our children how to have alone time with the Lord.
Absolutely.
So we taught them that. And so I think the thing that was a blessing for our children and our relationship with them was one of the things was that we did homeschool.
Yeah.
So we had daily devotional time with our children every single morning. My husband wasn't always able to be part of that because he was at work.
Sure.
But I did that.
Mm-hmm.
So as part of the team, the marriage team, the parenting team, I took that on in the mornings during the week. When daddy was home, Saturday mornings, daddy was there with us and he mostly led that time with us. And we had amazing time of just worshiping together.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it was a cappella. And some of us don't sing, and some of us do.
Make me feel better.
And then just opening up the Word together and reading, going around round robin, everybody taking a turn reading, and then talking about it. And this is where we spent a lot of time. The children asking questions, the parents giving input, and just having conversation of God, right?
Yes, so
and
good.
Then we would pray, lots of prayer, and so this became who we were.
Even
to this day, we have several adult children. We only have two at home now,
right?
And so even our adult children, they'll still come back, ask questions, talk about the things of God, talk about what's going on out there, asking questions. I call my children. My Eliana at Westmont.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The girl is incredible, you know, and the way that the Lord reveals things to her. And so these things have really, they have led to our relationship with one another and as a family, just coming together and bonding together. Our children love being together. They even, Eliana is in Santa Barbara. Two of her, three of her older siblings are in Orange County. They planned this outing. They and went to, where'd they go? Disneyland. They went to Disneyland, but they also went somewhere else. And Eliana took the train to LA. They picked her up. And they all went out together.
The best. The best, right?
It is the best.
Yeah.
Because they love each other and they like each other and they want to be with each other. What a gift. What an incredible gift.
And yes, and circling back to what you just shared about the family and devotions, all of that, their hearts were knit together in those moments because they have Christ at the center. And there's just no shortcut to that. There's no quick way to force that. It's the day in and day out hearts being knit together with God at the center. And that's not always easy. And in fact, we love the picture of what you've got now, but I'm sure there were days when they were young, some of them were probably interrupting or didn't want to join in or had other things to do. Any encouragement for those people with little ones who just love this vision, but feel like maybe it's not very practical yet?
You know, as you said before, with them, when we were talking about the marriage and we, I said training. How you like that word, because training is what people need because they haven't been given these tools. And I would say that's all it takes. Okay, our children knew what we were doing. They knew the structure of it. They knew what was expected. It wasn't like all of a sudden we're doing something they don't know. So if you're starting with something they don't know, all you have to do is train them. You don't have to get frustrated or irritated with them. You are learning something new if you haven't been doing devotions with them on a regular basis. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with your children. And all you're going to do is teach them, train them, explain to them on their level. Don't give them an entire thesis. Give them simple words, you know, mommy and daddy and you and brother and sister, whoever, are going to sit down and we're going to spend time to get to know God and hear from him and to talk to him and to sing to him and to just be together.
Yes.
Is that great? Of course. Great.
Yes.
We just have to let our children know what we're thinking sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Communicate. Right.
And help them understand their part in it.
Yes. I love that. And I love that, like you said, once you make it a regular part of the family, it's just normal. It's really, and I so often refer to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I think it's chapter 11 again, that just talks about this whole thing of passing on God's commands. You know, Moses is telling the Israelites, talk about it when you get up, when you walk along the street, when you lie down. That's a whole lifestyle, right?
That's exactly it.
All day, every day. Yes.
That's exactly it.
But I also think there's something there to your love of the Lord, your genuine commitment to his word and your husband's, because that's contagious too. And I'll never forget when I did a little Q&A and somebody asked what to do with a teenager who didn't want to go to church. And I turned to my 24-year-old and said, Josiah, what do you say to this? And his response was essentially, when your kids see you as a parent excited about church, when you're like, oh, it's the best day of the week, we get to go gather with God's people and worship and celebrate, like when you have that attitude, your kids cannot help but be impacted. Maybe not in the moment. That might not mean they get up and say, I can't wait to go to church, but that's going to imprint on their heart and mind as something really special. So I believe that what you're doing with your kids too is just modeling your sincere faith, not a perfect faith, but an authentic faith, right?
That's all it is.
Yeah.
No, the Lord didn't say be perfect.
Right.
Although there is a translation of the scripture that says, be perfect as I am perfect, but
through Jesus only.
Through Jesus.
Yeah.
But this is authenticity. Mm-hmm. It's sincerity. It's just being who you are before your children. And there was a lady that asked me once, because we had gone to a place we had never been before. It was a church group type thing. It wasn't our church. And we had been invited. And she came up to me and said, I want to know what you did with your children.
I love that question.
And I said,
nothing good. Yeah, it's the best. Well,
she says, well, I just want you to know I've been talking to each of them.
I pulled
them aside. You know, people are watching.
Yeah.
And she specifically, this was when Ellie, this was like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So Eliana was like 14, 13, mm-hmm. 12, somewhere in there. And she said, I work with parents and families. Mm-hmm. And what I see in your children is what the people I work with are after, looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm looking for my children, and I haven't been able to attain to it. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And I just went down the list of the normal everyday things.
Yeah, yeah.
And said, that's not it, because I'm doing those things. Ooh. And I'm these people to do those things. What else is there? Ooh. And I said, well, the only thing I can tell you other than that is my husband and I believe God and take him at his word.
Mm, wow.
And she said, that's it.
Wow.
Power. That's it. And I believe with all my heart, not because I am perfect, not because I am perfect, but because our God is perfect and we are convinced of it.
Wow.
We're convinced of it.
Yes.
We don't always get why he does what he does, but he's God and I'm not.
Mm,
so if so he says, good. Then it's got to be right.
Ah, preached. So good. Because that isn't something you can pass on by doing daily devotions and checking them off your list or singing a song or dragging kids to church. But when they see mom and dad actually walk their talk, they are putting it all out there, trusting in God and his word and his ways. There's nothing better. So good.
That's it, Monica.
Woo.
It's so encouraged. Basic, right?
Right.
Just be you. I mean, this is encouragement for some people, maybe if they're new in the Lord and they don't know the word very well. And, you know, this woman is so passionate. I don't have that. You don't have to have that. You don't have to be me. Mm-hmm. Be you. Be you, because who God made you to be is exactly who you need to be for your children and your family.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful and good.
Mm.
You just have to believe him, take him at his word, and have simple faith.
All right. Well, we can drop the mic right there. That's what we all need to chew on. I mean, I'm convicted just hearing you. Do my kids see me banking it all on God's word? I hope they do. But I think we can all ask ourselves, and maybe this is an area if somebody out there is like, because so many people say, well, I'm doing all the right things. And we know, you and I will agree, kids have a free will. As parents, we cannot force God's word or way on them. Ultimately, they're going to have to own their own faith, and that's between them and the Lord. However, you and I have talked enough. I know you agree that there's so much we can do and what everything you just shared. And yet perhaps that could be a missing element to a lot of people who are like, I'm checking all the boxes, but that's it. That's the ultimate box to check right there. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, well, we will be linking in the show notes to what you and your husband are up to, your ministry. Maybe some people live in your area or they want to reach out to you virtually. But for anyone that just wants to find and follow you right now, where's the best place they can go?
They can go to our website at lifeways4living.com. Yeah. Lifewaysforliving.com.
Awesome.
And we're also on Facebook and Instagram. And
awesome. Yes. And there's some great photos of your whole beautiful family over there. So people can check all of you out. And then we're going to have another conversation that will be in my homeschool course about all those passions and interests that you kind of shared at the beginning, that your kids, all the things they do, all the things that, you know, might have been part of their homeschooling, but also just have now developed into being part of who they are as people. So I can't wait for you to share how you inspired them, how you introduced them to things, or maybe they introduced things to you, but what that looked like. So I can't wait to share you over there. But for now, I just want to thank you for your time, for being with us. And I'm sure people might have some follow-up questions. So hopefully we'll have you back again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. Aloha for now. Okay, friends, I hope that got you a little bit fired up and encouraged, and I can't wait to share even more really good stuff with Melissa this summer in my next project that I hinted at. And I know you're going to love it, especially if you are someone who is interested in reading Becoming Homeschoolers. So stay tuned for more information about all of that. Meanwhile, head over to show notes, monicaswanson.com/Melissa-Brown. Grab links to where you can follow Melissa, where you can get her book. Anything else we've mentioned will be over there. And again, don't forget to go to christianparenting.org/store and use coupon code podcast2024 to get 15% off everything in the store. All right, have a wonderful rest of your week, and until next time, aloha.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.